And open the House Rural Communities Committee. We are taking some actions today, many of which are to send over to the Rules Committee. Let me open first a work session on House Bill 4015. Colleagues, as you recall the other day, we had ongoing negotiations. We believe some dash 7s along with some dash 8s that are coming should get everybody on the same page, which means we can't do it in this committee because we don't have that kind of time. So how about I get the everybody's up here, though, to show us that there is actually some kumbaya. So can I have some OEC? Angela, can you come up? And Michael or Greg, whoever, Matthew. Do you want anybody else? Jonathan?
Kimberly.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, this is a good panel. So our request here is move to Ways and Means. Knowing we can adopt the dash 7s. We've got the paperwork for the dash 7s. Do you want to come up or just nod? All right, come on up. So we've got the dash 7s. Why don't you tell us your views of the dash 7s? You can even tell us a little bit about the dash 7s, maybe. We got a lot of other people and other stuff. You don't have to tell us a lot. It'll happen again in Ways and Means, obviously.
Chair Clem, members of the committee, Greg Wolf, Governor's Office. We have worked with some of the environmental organizations and have developed some amendments that are incorporated in the Dash 7s. One would add a provision that the governor and the chief operating officer would develop a process for public notice, opportunity for comment, and consideration of comments at regional solutions committees. And that would be done before the 2015 legislature and would be implemented thereafter. The second substantive thing in the amendments is adding a provision that states that in undertaking projects that involve significant environmental issues, that regional coordinators would convene all affected stakeholders in conjunction with the Oregon Consensus Program to seek agreement in resolving any issues that are in dispute. And then add a provision to regional solutions projects that encourages us seeking to address the state's economic, social, and environmental sustainable community goals, which are found in ORS 184-423. In addition to that, we also have agreed to delete Section 2.2. And that was inadvertently not included in the Dash 7 amendments, but down the road we would seek to have that provision also deleted as well.
I'm just the cheering section.
All right, okay.
Sounds good.
The pom-pom.
Yes, that's what...
Chair Clem, members of the committee, for the record, my name is Kimberly Parisi. I'm here representing Water Watch of Oregon, and I would just like to say briefly that I really appreciate Greg's willingness to work with us to address the majority of our concerns, and with the deletion of Section 2-2, we are supportive of the Dash 7 amendments.
And we all know there's a Dash 8 that'll be coming in Ways and Means because some little thing got left out. Okay. Any questions for this panel? Great. Thank you.
I don't have anything to add.
Okay.
Ditto.
All right. And a little, can we get a little, yeah, okay, all right. Okay, thank you all. Mr. Vice Chair? We're in a work session.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I'll move that the committee adopt the Dash 7 to House Bill 4015.
Vice Chair Cameron moves the Dash 7 amendments to House Bill 4015, dated 2/13/2014. Is there any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, so adopted.
Mr. Chair, I'll move House Bill 4015 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation that the bill referred to Committee on Ways and Means.
Vice Chair Cameron moves House Bill 4015 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation, a subsequent referral to the Committee on Ways and Means. Any discussion?
So
want to thank the parties. As a, obviously a bill of mine from last session, I want to thank the parties for getting to an agreement to try and move forward. A lot of work to do in the future, obviously, but thank you all for a very constructive short session here. And with any other discussion, seeing none, will the clerk please call the roll?
Representative
David.
Aye.
Representative
Colby. Aye.
Representative Thatcher. Aye.
Representative Unger. Aye.
Vice
Chair
Cameron. Aye. Vice Chair McHugh. Aye. Chair Clark. Aye. Motion passes and the bill is sent to the committee on Ways and Means.
Committee on Rules.
Ways and Means on this one. Okay, House Bill, let me open a work session on House Bill 4017. So, committee members, where we left off the other evening, I can't recall if we even had the dash sevens.
So we had the dash fives. The dash sevens we did not have.
Right. Okay. So, Mr. Honeycutt here. Okay. So the dash, I'll try and explain the dash sevens. The dash sevens, well, first of all, let me tell you what the request is for this bill. The bill, the request is to move the bill to rules with no recommendation. So we want to adopt an amendment before we send it there. But the situation is this. The parties are in some pretty intense discussions right now. And we want to give them a little more time. We don't have a lot more time, but we've got a little more time by sending it to the Rules Committee. I'm certainly fully supportive of the bill with the amendments personally, and I believe there's support on this committee to do that. But rather than do that and have a recommendation of due pass, we'll give some a little more time by sending it over to the Committee on Rules with the understanding that it's probably, we're talking like Monday to Tuesday is sort of the time for before some further action just has to be taken by the House if we're going to do something this session.
And Mr. Chair, I think, I think we were discussing maybe Tuesday at the earliest, not a Monday. That would be jumping the gun.
So that we know there's some official bodies that need to meet, and they've already got a scheduled meeting. So there would certainly not be any action by the House until after Tuesday, even like Wednesday at the earliest.
Yeah.
House rules may move something earlier, knowing that we can retract the bill if there's a deal worked out.
Right.
Yeah. They may not be able to anyway. It depends on their agenda. But certainly the House floor would not take place until after this Tuesday evening meeting that hopefully we can have a deal. So, Mr. Honeycutt, coming out. Do people feel like they need some more information for a no recommendation vote about the dash sevens?
Do we want to just have staff read the dash sevens?
Can you just tell us a little bit about what the dash sevens are? Our motion is going to be no recommendation to rules, but we would like to know just exactly what the dash sevens are.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Dave Honeycutt, Oregonians in Action, running over from the Senate Rules Rural Communities Committee. The dash sevens to House Bill 4017 would essentially allow the court, allow a judge to make the determination as to whether or not the assessment that was assessed to the Rawlins in the Kaiser case represented the actual value of the benefits that the Rawlins received from the LID. So you'd have a judge making a determination on his or her own on the merits with an evidentiary hearing like judges have, you know, like courts do all the time. If the court decided that the amount of the assessment was too high and did not represent the actual benefits that the Rawlins received, then the court would lower that assessment to what the court believed was the actual value, and at that point would enter judgment against the Rawlins for that amount. Kaiser could then foreclose on the property, And the Rollins would have a 24-month period to redeem that property for the amount of the judgment. But essentially, all the sevens do is give the court the ability to go in and make the determination as to whether the amount of the assessments, the amount of the assessment imposed on the Rollins was fair, and was equivalent to the value that they received from the improvements that were made.
Any questions for Mr. Honeycutt on these dash sevens? We sort of talked about this the other night in context of dash fives, so we didn't have anything else to talk about, but we sort of outlined what these were the other night. Okay.
Mr. Chair, I'll move that we adopt the dash sevens to House Bill 4017.
Vice Chair Cameron moves the dash seven amendment to House Bill 4017. Is there any discussion?
I guess just real quickly.
Representative Thatcher.
I think this is a much better approach, and if I had to pick between the original bill and this bill, or this amendment, then this amendment is certainly an improvement, so I would be supporting it. But hopefully we won't have to go there. I just hope we don't.
Representative Holder.
Yeah, trying to get caught up, Mr. Chair. Apologize.
Yeah, that's okay.
So I'm curious about how, with the dash sevens, is this bill so narrow that it addresses specifically this issue around Kaiser only?
We believe so. Because of the way the language is worded on the time and the assessments.
That's what I just wanted to, yeah. I would support it if it was that narrow.
Yeah.
So, thank you.
Mr. Chair, I'll move.
Oh, did we adopt the amendments? Sorry. Any further discussion? Any objection to the amendments? Okay, the amendments are so adopted.
Mr. Chair, I'll move House Bill 4017 as amended to the Committee on Rules without recommendation.
Vice Chair Cameron moves House Bill 4017 to Committee on Rules without recommendation. Any discussion? Representative Thatcher.
Mr. Chair, thank you for accommodating this request. As the parties, as you mentioned, are coming together, hopefully we'll be able to find a positive resolution outside of this legislation. And so I'm glad that you're gracious enough to allow this to give it some time. So yeah. I appreciate that.
No grace warranted. We want people to come together, and that's the end goal of all of this, let's hope. Okay. So any further discussion on the motion to send to rules? No recommendation. Representative Davis.
Just to note.
And thank you for chairing the whole work group for several months over your holidays, et cetera, et cetera.
You're welcome, Chair. It has been a pleasure, and for that reason, a number of people on the work group are excited to continue the work. I do want to thank the League, and particularly City of Bend, for City of Portland, for their contributions to ideas. And I think, if nothing else, we're going to end up with the League developing, or the City developing, some new best practices for cities around the state to use with LIDs. They haven't been used a whole lot in the last few years because of the economic situation. As we're seeing property values rise, as we're seeing the economy improve, I know cities around the state are going to begin to use them more. And so having those best practices out there is going to be an excellent tool for cities.
And Mr. Chair.
Representative Thatcher.
That is part of the original bill I did support,
right.
For sure. There's no problem with that. I think that is definitely something we should work on. I'm glad that we're going to continue.
Not that you want to be on the Rural Communities Committee next session, but if you are, we'll be back revisiting it. I don't know. I don't know how this experience has been for any of you. But if you happen to end up here, we'll be talking about this some more. If I even continue to be here, I have no idea. Okay.
Mr. Chair?
Yeah, Representative Holley.
One other comment. I mean, one of the concerns I have about making sure this is narrow is I really worry that if the bonding issues, I don't know if that came up so much, but I guess the assurance from people who issue bonds is not undermined by the legislature intervening in these ways.
We did talk about that. There was a gentleman who does I don't know if you're here for that part, but we did talk about a gentleman who does a lot of bond council work for cities around Oregon, Portland and quite a number, and we've got contact information for him. I was supposed to speak with him myself today and end up not being able to. We'll have a few more days, obviously, before or if this even goes to the House floor for a vote, so I can get you the information, discuss with him in detail whether, you know, what he feels about that. I've had some, certainly, assertions that might. I've had some I don't want to disclose, but some other assertions from people in the know, probably not since it's so narrow, but I can give you his name and phone number. And I think the testimony was he was worried it might. So mm-hmm. before you, if you end up have, aren't you on rules?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so before you have to vote there, we'll get you his name and phone number, and he's a bond counsel for many cities.
That would be helpful, thank you.
Yeah. Okay, any further discussion? So the motion, move committee on rules with no recommendation. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Representative Davis.
Aye.
Representative Polby.
Aye.
Representative Thatcher.
Aye.
Representative Unger.
Aye.
Vice Chair Cameron.
Aye.
Vice Chair McKeown.
Aye.
Chair Clem.
Aye. Motion passes. The bill goes to the Rules Committee. Let me open a work session on House Bill 4029. Let me ask this. How many people are down here? Raise your hand. Because you didn't get to come the other day on a public hearing about this bill and the Damascus issue.
What?
Okay, nobody?
Hmm.
All right, then. I thought maybe we had a few people who didn't hear about it and were going to, I don't know on which side, but angrily or happily come down here, but nobody? Okay, well. So, I'll take a motion then. Let me open a work session on...
Dash three.
Yeah, let me open a work session first on House Bill
4029. We want to talk about the dash threes, or we already talked about those.
Let's take a motion and then we'll discuss them.
Yeah, okay. Mr. Chair, I move that we adopt the dash threes to House Bill 4029.
Vice Chair Cameron moves the dash three amendments to House Bill 4029. Representative Kennedy, do you want to talk about the dash threes? Okay, so can we have a description of the dash threes?
Mr. Chair and committee, so the dash three is going to be identical to the amendment that you heard earlier, which defines same ownership in the tract of land. Defines same ownership as including ownership singly or in any combination by an individual, their relatives, or entities owned by the individual or their relatives. And it expands authorization to public to appear and be heard at public hearing. The new amendment, the new piece of it was, I believe, an agreement made between Representative Kenmer and Randy Tucker from Metro, if that's correct, you can speak to it, that requires the tract of land being withdrawn to be within 1/2 mile of another city. It was the idea of an amendment that he discussed in his testimony. So that's the dash three.
Yeah, we have a motion on the table on the dash threes. Any questions or discussion about the dash threes? This is the de-annexation of some areas from the city of Damascus. Okay. Yeah, well, Representative Thatcher.
I'm trying to figure out how to phrase the question because it seems like I'm getting some... I'm sure the rest of the committee is too, some recent...
emails.
Yes, emails, input, concerns, and I don't know how those concerns fit into the changes that you're proposing with the dash threes.
Representative Kimmer, do you want to address that? The dash threes don't really change much about the bill we heard the other day, which is to allow de-annexation of these particular parcels from the city of Damascus.
For the record, Bill Kenmer, State Representative, District 39. We had a conceptual amendment at the previous hearing, and that's the 1/2 mile. That satisfies concerns by both Metro and Clackamas County. And the others, I think, are also routine amendments, so I don't think there's anything special here. There have been a small number of concerns raised by some folks. It's hard to have a land use bill that gets unanimous support, if I may say this as graciously as I can.
Well, if you do it with no recommendation to another committee, we seem to be able to.
But, so I was hoping we weren't going to go there.
No, we're not. We're not. But,
yeah. Yes, thank you.
So, Representative Thatcher, does that help?
Well, you know, I just am sensitive to other cities looking hungrily on to, you know, a piece of potentially, you know, prime real estate or, you know, development that I know that Kaiser came into being simply because we didn't want to be part of Salem.
Yeah, right.
And I know in Damascus it's kind of the same issue with surrounding communities not wanting to be part of those. And so de-annexing might leave them exposed. And I just wondered if you have any, I don't know, something to alleviate that concern? Or
thank you, Mr. Chair, Representative Thatcher. As I explained in the hearing, you know, history on this goes back well past 15 years ago when I was county commissioner. And we were trying to make decisions about what in the world to do with the lack of industrial land and housing land in an area that was designated to create a urban balance between the west side in Washington County and Clackamas County. And the assumption, and we came to agreements that the county would not do that urban development, but it would occur within cities, and that a new city called Damascus would be created. And it was presumed, incorrectly, that within a short period of time, such a city would be incorporated and create a land use comprehensive plan and land use rules, which 2 years would be a reasonable expectation. We've now crested over 9.5 years. And people made a lot of investments, and other things occurred in anticipation of this. We've seen, as was pointed out by Representative Fagan in the last hearing, in Multnomah County, there were 104% of the pre-recession job loss. In Washington County, 114%. And in Clackamas County, we're at a whopping 44%. So I think this is a piece of that equation. I think you're never going to get everybody on board, but there are some protections for those who have concerns. This has not been a vicious assault on Damascus. It's been an effort to encourage them because there is an emergency clause. And basically, it requires hearings if people want to de-annex, and people have an opportunity to appeal to the city. And before hearings, if the city moves fast on this annexation, on the one of the three comprehensive plans on the ballot, which is not, well, I don't, I guess I better not speculate. You can imagine if there are three variations, it's going to be a tough sell. But if it does, then there is a solution in the works, and I think all of us are going to shout hooray. But if not, people deserve, that made investments a long time ago expecting that there would be progress, I think it's time to say you have your opportunity. Thank you. Does that answer your question?
It helps. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any further questions or discussion on this amendment? Okay. So with any objection to the dash three amendments? Seeing none, so adopted.
Mr. Chair, I'll move House Bill 4029 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Vice Chair Cameron moves House Bill 4029 to the floor with a due pass recommendation, as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Representative Davis.
Just to the point about local control that some people have brought up, the citizens of Damascus have made it clear, I believe by over 60%, that they would like to de-annex. And the city of Damascus has the ability to prevent this bill from impacting them at all by adopting a comprehensive plan, something that they have failed to do for over 5 years, and a process that's been in place for nearly 10. So, we have heard from the public clearly, and B, the city can stop the effect of this bill at any time.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, of the clerk, please call the roll.
Representative Davis?
Yes.
Representative Colby?
Yes.
Representative Thatcher?
Yes.
Representative Unger?
Yes.
Vice Chair Cameron?
Aye.
Vice Chair McKeown?
Aye.
Chair Klein?
Aye. We got one. With that, a unanimous bill goes to the floor. Representative Kenemer and co-carriers, Representative Kenemer and Representative Fagan.
I was going to make comments about double majorities, but
I know. I wasn't even sure we were going to get you there.
This is a committee of unanimity. This is amazing.
Yeah.
Kumbaya.
How's everybody? Hi, everybody.
I'm liking
it. Wow.
Nobody wanted to say anything. Most people were all here. Nobody said a word.
Whoa.
Okay, let's get on with our
Yeah, okay. So those of you who are left, let me open a work session on House Bill 4078. A call colleagues, this is a bill that we talked, we had some amendments. The request today is to move to the Rules Committee with no recommendation, the base bill. I can fill people in on more details later, but there are ongoing discussions about trying to come up with a bargain here around some urban-rural reserve changes, along with establishing a UGB line and ending the litigation around that issue. But that will be resolved today. Those negotiations are ongoing, and the there's no way we could figure out how to write it all quickly, even if the agreement was made. So the request is two rules with no recommendation, and we may or may not see this bill again. So a motion would be in order.
One more time.
Mr. Chair, I'll move House Bill 4078 to the Committee on Rules.
Vice Chair Cameron moves the House Bill 4078 as is, no amendments, without recommendation to the Committee on Rules. Any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, bill sent to rules. And so committee stand at recess for just a moment. Reconvene the House Rural Communities Committee. And
Mr. Chair, I'll move that the rules be suspended to allow Representative Unger to vote on House Bill 4078, which the motion was to send to the Committee on Rules without recommendation.
Vice Chair Cameron moves the rules be suspended for the purpose of allowing Representative Unger to vote on a bill, House Bill 4078. Any objection? Seeing none, the rules are suspended. Could the clerk please take the roll?
Representative Davis?
Just for Representative Unger.
Okay. Representative Unger.
Aye.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, colleagues.
Sorry and we're going to stand at recess again. take testimony on that. So let me reconvene the House Committee on Rural Communities. And have I opened a work session? No. Let me open a work session on House Bill 4092. Let me ask Thousand Friends of Oregon, Mary Kyle, can you come up and join us? No comments on this legislation. Hi, welcome.
Thank you, Chair Clem. I'm happy to be here. Mary Kyle McCurdy, representing 1,000 Friends of Oregon.
Can you tell us the organization's sort of view on this piece of legislation?
Chair Clem, thank you. 1,000 Friends of Oregon is concerned because the bill would provide for an end run around our land use planning program in terms of siting industrial lands. And we recognize the significant economic challenges in Malheur County and Southeast Oregon in general. And we would prefer to work on common efforts to bring investment, and particularly infrastructure investment, to the cities of Malheur County, which have several thousand acres collectively inside their urban growth boundaries zone, or several hundred acres, might be up to 1,000 inside their urban growth boundaries zone for industrial use now. And we'd like to work on making sure those are development ready for expanding our new businesses. Agriculture is the number one industry in Malheur County, and Malheur County has irrigated farmland, and we're concerned about a bill that supersites industrial lands, putting that at risk. So we are concerned about the bill. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Questions? Thank you for joining us. With that, I'm going to close the work session on House Bill 4092 and adjourn our committee for the day. We're a Thursday committee, so we think we're back next Tuesday. If we have bills, we have one bill, so we'll be back next Tuesday for.
I will not be back Tuesday,
except for Representative Davis.
I will
be back next Tuesday.
We hope.
Tuesday is our drop dead date. I shouldn't use that for. Sorry,
baby drop dead.
That's what we use in
baby
the legal day. Field.
The baby will be here by Tuesday.
Tuesday is the baby drop date.
It was the bill deadline.
Bill is the deadline is today. The baby's Tuesday.
Yeah,
they're not really deadlines. The baby's something.
It's
the baby drop.
Okay, I'm going to adjourn. Let's just adjourn the committee before he.
We're out of here. We're out of here.
Let's just adjourn the committee before.